Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. Time to feed you some more football. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Talking about the Ravens here as the off-season workout program started this week. And we heard from Derrick Henry, and we haven't heard from Linderbaum yet, but we heard from Roquan Smith. Let's hear from our colleague on 105.7 The Fan. You can hear him weeknights shaking it up sports. He is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome in Cordell Woodland. Cordell, what's going on, man?
What's up, fella?
All right, we were just talking about doing well, thank you. We were just talking about J.K. Dobbins signing with the Chargers, and you know, games played in Baltimore, 3 years, 24, two significant injuries, actually lost an entire season in 2021. I think that this guy's got a pretty strong upside, health permitting. That's obviously the big problemo here, but what about J.K. Dobbins? Why was he not an option here, and how does he revitalize his career under Giro out with the other Harbaugh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think everybody's kind of in wait-and-see mode with J.K. Dobbins right now. Like you said, the upside, I think, is there. You know, we know when he did get opportunities to showcase what he could do, and when he was healthy, he looked really good. And it was with Giro, who is now in L.A., and it seems like anybody that's ever put on a Ravens jersey is also out there with him, including Gus Edwards, who's also out there sharing the backfield with him. So, in terms of it not being a why it didn't work here, I think it could be a variety of reasons. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he and the Ravens just wanted a fresh start, wanted to part ways just because it just seems like it hasn't worked out from day one, even when it was good. It was never as good as it probably should have been. Like, there was always room for more with J.K. And I think that was one of the frustrations with him. You think back to that Bengals playoff game, and you know, he's talking about he should be the guy, he should be on the field, he should be getting those carries, and he wasn't. And, you know, once the Ravens signed Derrick Henry, it's like, if he is here, it's in a backup role in some sort of capacity, whereas in L.A., yeah, he'll be splitting time with Gus Edwards, but he could, I mean, you know, he's been ahead of Gus before. He may feel like he could beat Gus out for the starting job, has a better job of doing that over beating Derrick Henry out. So, I mean, just seems like more opportunity out there, and with a familiar face in Giro, I'm still curious to see how it's all going to work out for the Chargers, to be honest.
Hey, Cordell, were you out there yesterday?
No, I was out at Camden Yards yesterday.
Okay. Hey, I'm sure that you've seen some of the videos and stuff. Lamar looks great. Lamar looks lean, and he looks really good moving around. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks leaner. You know, that's kind of been the big talk on social media about just how skinny Lamar looks. And people are wondering if that'll translate to his speed picking up. and maybe getting back to what it once was. I don't know if he'll ever be as fast as he was, you know, in the first quarter of his career, but he definitely, we haven't seen a lot of those vintage Lamar Jackson touchdown runs in a while. I'm talking about those home run hitting touchdown runs from Lamar Jackson. When you think about it, most of his highlight plays with his legs last year came in the pocket. You know, they came when he's breaking out of sacks, extending plays and stuff like that. He still had his moments, you know, in the open field, but he just hasn't been running away from guys the way that he used to. So, you know, if this helps him get back to that, so be it. And I think, you know, now with Derrick Henry here, they're definitely going to put a lot of pressure on opposing defenses to kind of pick your poison. So when he does get a lane in some of those read option looks, you'd like to see him be able to get back to the point to where he is kind of leaving guys 20 yards behind him.
Now, Cordell, I'm guessing that Bateman is not there because I'm sure they would have put pictures of him, you know, on their Ravens account, Twitter, whatever, Facebook, if he was there, just to show everybody that he was.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's not. It looks like, you know, there's been some stuff on social media. It looks like he may be in Arizona or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm sure he's working on his own. And I've been consistent in the past about these voluntary things. It doesn't move me whether guys are there or not. It's great to see the leaders there, no doubt about it. But, you know, if they're not, it's not like, you know, they're not, that's the only place that they could put work in. Now, I will say this about Bateman specifically. You would like to see him there, even though they can't get on the field and, you know, touch a ball or do anything like that. That's not to say he and Lamar can't go off to a side park or something like that and throw the ball around. I mean, his issue last year was that connection with Lamar. It wasn't his ability to stay healthy. That's usually his issue. But last year, that was fine. We saw him get open. He was able to run. He looked good physique-wise and being able to keep his win and stay healthy. It was just being on the same page as his quarterback. And where's his quarterback? He's in Baltimore. So I would have liked to see him here. Like, he could have came to Baltimore and not gone to the workout for all I care. It's strictly about him building that rapport with Lamar Jackson. I mean, because Zay's here, and who's to say that Zay and Lamar won't at some point go somewhere and throw the ball around? And Zay's already shown he's kind of the number one wide receiver on this team. So they talk Bateman up all offseason. It'd just be good to see Bateman take advantage of the opportunity to be able to build on that chemistry with Lamar.
Cordell, you know who I saw on the leg sled that needs a really good, you know, off season and kind of changing his body around a little bit, tightening it up? Travis Jones, because I think that kid's got a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he took a huge step last year. Broderick Washington was the guy that did it 2 years ago. And last season, it was Travis Jones who was a bigger part of the defense than Broderick Washington was, who got the extension at the start of the year. So, yeah, I think, you know, I'm definitely looking at Travis Jones as a guy that I think could break out this season. We saw Brandon Stevens have his breakout year last year. Why not Travis Jones this year? He definitely looks the part. He definitely, you know, can get after the quarterback. He eats up double teams. He's just strong as an ox in the middle of that defensive line. And he showed the ability to even be able to do something on the edge at times. Mm-hmm. So, I really like Travis Jones if he can be able to continue to maximize his opportunities.
You know who was the surprise candidate this week, too, for me? Michael Pierce. I think that's awesome, you know, because his body tends to be rather large.
Yeah, and, you know, he's another one that's coming off a pretty good season this past year. Was able to stay healthy for the most part, and that's been his biggest issue, is just being available. So, you know, I think these guys are it's definitely just good in general to see the amount of people that are out there coming off the season that they had last year and wanting to not only get back to that point but go beyond it. It kind of starts now, and it's voluntary. It is voluntary for sure, but it's just good to see these guys, you know, be at these things when they don't have to.
Well, Cordell, it's voluntary, mandatory. But, Cordell, let me ask you this. For the draft,
Not in April. I would hope not in April.
It depends on who you are. Now, Cordell, if for the Ravens, when the draft's over, do they have less than 9 picks or more than 9 picks? Because they sit at 9 right now.
That's the question. I mean, I do think at some point we're going to see them make a trade at some, you know, in some sort of capacity during that weekend. I'm still not taking it off the table that they trade that 30th pick. And if they do trade that one, I think it would be going back. I think it'd be going back at that point. I don't foresee a situation where there's a guy that they love enough to move up. But they shocked me. Eric DaCosta has shocked me. He does a lot of things that are typical to what the Ravens have always done in some of their team building methods. But he also has kind of his own niche where he'll go his own way. So it wouldn't shock me if he traded up, but if I'm betting, I would say that they most likely, if they do trade that pick, it would be to trade back and try to maybe get an additional pick in the process. I would probably say that they could still end up with 9, maybe when it's all said and done. I think that maybe I could see a scenario where, let's say they trade back in the first round, like trade that 30th pick away and then move back and maybe get an additional second or third round pick. But maybe on the back end of the draft, they start trading some of those day 3 picks for some of next year's picks. Eric DaCosta talked a little bit about that at the Liars luncheon. Mm-hmm. And it seemed, you know, he mentioned it doesn't seem like there's as many draftable guys in this draft as there were in years prior. So it wouldn't shock me if on day 3, they want to move some of those picks and try to get more next year.
Cordell Woodland, shaking it up sports real quick. Cordell, speaking of shocked, we had Kyle Phoenix on yesterday. Baltimore beatdown, of course you know him, BaltimoreRavens.com. He hinted that, you know, 30 wide receiver wouldn't be 100% out of the question. How stunned would you be if they walked that card up and it's a wideout with the 30th pick?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at all. I think there's 4 positions that I could see them taking in the first round. I mean, it starts at offensive line, obviously, but wide receivers right there. Edge rusher is still there if they really like a guy. And same with corner. I mean, I could see any of those 4 positions if they stayed at 30. So that's why I'm still leaning that they keep that pick, because they have quite a few needs. But it's just a matter of if they feel like there's a guy there worth taking in the first round. Is there a guy that they may feel like they want to get that fifth-year option out of? So we'll see, but I definitely don't think they're married to the idea that they have to take an offensive lineman in the first round. I think we'll see them take multiple linemen throughout the weekend. But first round, they have their best player available mindset, and best player available could very well be a wide receiver.
Cordell Woodland, next Shaking It Up Sports is when?
I'll be on tonight. Tonight is 6 to 9. No Orioles tonight, so no BBT. So got the long show tonight, but that'll be cool. Got Coach Loxley coming on at 6:30. They'll be out at Ballou this upcoming Saturday for spring practice. They were at Morgan State a week or so ago, and they got the spring game coming up as well. So talk to him, talk some Orioles with Mike Bordick. Got a couple other things in the fire as well.
Cordell, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday.
Thanks, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Cordell, everybody, we'll come back. American League East report. Orioles are off today, as Cordell said. But then you swept the Twins off to Kansas City. We'll look back at what happened in the division on a Wednesday night and a couple of games involving AL East teams coming up today as well. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's from Chicago. He's based in L.A. with the beautiful people. His White Sox suck. I'm sure he'll vent about that, among other things.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for the American League East report. Total request Thursday last night in the division. Well, yesterday afternoon, the game that mattered here locally was the Orioles walk off the Twins. 4-2, Cedric Mullins. Two-run shot off of Griffin Jacks. He jacked one off of Jacks. Anthony Santander, Gunnar Henderson also go deep. Fifth straight game. The Orioles have hit at least three home runs. The record, franchise record, is six in a row. Set back in 1987, and the 1987 Orioles, rather, weren't all that good. They were actually pretty bad when it was all said and done. Not to digress too much, but I was at opening day that day against the Texas Rangers at Memorial Stadium. And it was all Shirley Jones. Remember her from the Partridge Family? She sang the national anthem. But that night, maybe most memorably, me and Dave Wiener, now Dave Stone, walked down to the Baltimore Civic Center. It was a Monday night, and they had the closed circuit broadcast of Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marvin Hagler. So I bellied up to the production truck and watched the fight there for free. Lost $50 to Eddie Younghands because I bet on Marvin Hagler, who did get hosed. Rest in peace, Marvelous, in that division. Or a decision, rather. But anyway, 87 Orioles, etc., etc., etc. Orioles are off today at Kansas City, taking on the Royals. D. Kramer scheduled to be on the hill for the Birds, coming off a rockage at the hands of the Brujas. And then the Royals, they're 12-7. Alec Marsh is 2-0, young season for them. But yesterday, outside of Baltimore, Yankees in Toronto trying to avoid the sweep. And here we go. Here comes the judge.
3-2, runners go. The pitch line on the ground, past the diving of Clement, into left field. It kicks off the sidewall. One run scores, two runs score. What? Stopping at third is Soto. Judge has given the Yankees the lead in the top of the ninth.
They have four runs in that top of the ninth for New York. Yankees radio on the call. Aaron Judge coming through in the clutch. So 6-4 was the final score, avoiding the sweep. Dalton Varsho hit two home runs for the Blue Jays in that losing effort. Kevin Gausman, by the way, was on the hill for Toronto to start that game. Also, yesterday down at the Trop, it was the Angels getting the best of the Rays.
And here's the pitch on Ward. He swings at that one, and he lifts the ball in the shallow right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. The throw to the plate is late, and coming in is Rendon. He scores from second. Taylor Ward, who leads the AL and runs batted in, drives in the go-ahead run. It's 5-4 Angels.
Drove in a couple of runs there. That was Angels Radio. 5-4, as you heard, was the final score. Mike Trout hit his eighth homer of the year for Los Angeles in the win there. And then up at Fenway yesterday, or last night, one of the fastest games you're ever going to see. And they did get a little offense from a guy that kind of was a pain in the Orioles' rear end last week.
A little bigger than what it is right now.
High fly ball in left field. Kwan turning around. Watch this one. It is gone into the monster seats. Connor Wong, who's been on a home run binge as of late.
Yeah, pipe down, Nesson. 2-0 was the final score. Connor Wong goes yard. But how about Tanner Houck? Well, three-hit shutout action as that game rolled along on a Wednesday night. Going on as we speak, Tampa 2-0 on the Angels down at the drop, bottom of the first. And Jack Leiter making his Major League debut, number 2 pick in the 2021 draft as Texas is at Detroit, taking on the Tigers. 1-0 is the final score there in favor of the Texas Rangers, bottom of the first inning here. In the standings update, Yankees 13-6 on the year, half game up on the Orioles. Birds are 12-6, winners of 4 in a row, 7 of their last 10. Toronto's 10-9 on the year, tied with Tampa and Boston. So as usual, competitive, tough, all five teams above 500. First place in the Central, Cleveland, half game up on Kansas City, who the Orioles are going to see over the weekend. Texas, half game up on the Angels. In the NL East, it's the Braves, 2 up on Philly. Mets are kind of clanking around there. They just swept the Pirates. They won 4 in a row. Central, the Brewers, they took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles, then struggled there in their next series as they took away as a Padres, if I'm not mistaken. But Milwaukee, half game up with Chicago. And then you got the Dodgers game up on said Padres out there in the NL West. Baseball, 3 weeks ago today was opening day. It's already flying along, man. The NFL draft is a week from today. Tonight. Ravens have the 30th pick in that. Coming up next, talk about all the baseball. He's a White Sox fan. They're terrible. And he's a Bears fan. They got the first pick in the draft. They're not going to screw it up, are they? They're the Bears, for crying out loud. And his Bulls win last night. But we'll get a little deeper in the sports realm with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com, and all the other fun things he's got going on. Funhouse coming up at 1:45. And then Inside Access coming up at 2, live from Bowie as the Bay Sox taking on the always exciting Altoona Curve. The fellas are there live from 2 to 6.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Six, you don't want to miss.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Pity and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick the songs, we'll play them. Only one more segment to go, so make it a good one. Send that request to the Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Also, we've been asking you to get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday, that reveal coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, joining us now as he does every Thursday. It's with Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex is the podcast. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He's our friend and yours. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Baltimore, what's happened? What's going on? How are you?
We're doing all right, man. Let's talk about, before we get to the draft and your Bears having the number one pick. They can't screw that up, I wouldn't think. Walt Anderson looks like he's out in the NFL and the officiating pecking order there. We see Angel Hernandez continuing to get paid to be terrible at what he does. How much faith have you lost in NBA? Is always a controversy waiting to happen. I'm not a big hockey guy. I'm assuming they have guys that suck there too. How much faith have you lost, or most importantly, have the fans and the players and coaches and managers lost in officiating now as we sit here with all this modern technology, but controversy still seems to reign?
Brother, I grew up in Chicago. I don't trust anybody.
Correct.
So you know, anybody in a level of authority gets a little bit of side eye. All apologies to my bosses in the iHeartMedia sports radio world. But the reality is, you know, you've got this big decision to be made, and it's been a long time coming. From the NFL, right, you saw a bunch of guys that were head officials say, out of hell with this, I can go make money on TV and tell you what you're missing and whatever else. And oftentimes just back up their guys no matter how it's the call. But what you don't have is a pipeline for younger referees and umpires or whatever to come through and maintain that level of consistency. And, you know, in some cases, you know, the human error was always part of it, especially when you look at Angel Hernandez, and it was slapstick comedy oftentimes. But then at some point in the season, it's not funny anymore, right? When you have better metrics by which to chart, wow, he didn't just miss two pitches, he missed 20. Or, you know, this guy, such an egregious call, but you know what? They already used their challenge, so they can't overturn it. You know, things of that nature. So, yeah, the whole pipeline thing is a problem. Instant replay and slow motion review of things on televisions and gambling are not your friend. So, yeah, I've got no faith, and I'm sure for officials, or I should say team officials, league officials, it's got to be one of their biggest concerns right now. Is just, we talk about integrity of the game from all the gambling and all those other aspects. Integrity of the game, as in, we know that the officials are going to be as good as the rest of the product. Yeah, that we lost that a long time ago.
All right, Mike, let's get to the NFL draft. First round's a week from tonight. Your Bears have the number one pick in said draft. They have two top 10 picks.
Yeah.
How disappointed would you be, or just how stunning would it be from a news cycle perspective, if Caleb Williams is not the number one pick for whatever reason? Chicago shocks the world, takes Jaden Daniels, or they trade out. How stunning would that be and disappointing to Bears fans?
Bears fans at this point would be distraught. Anybody that was still on the why didn't you do all this for Justin Fields will come back with that. And if it ain't Caleb Williams, what's plan B, I guess, immediately. Now, selfishly, next Thursday night, you know, Fox Sports Radio, Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, and Rob Stone get the draft party started. Well, guess what happens about 5 minutes after that draft ends in the first round? Ring the bell. Here comes Harmon to eviscerate what he did. And if the Bears do something like that, guess who gets first crack at it? So, you know, there's both sides of it. There's the, wow, as a fan, I would just shake my head and go, same old Bears. As a radio host, I would scream that from the top of the mountain with a couple of expletives thrown in.
Well, let me just say this, Mike. I was driving last night. I was listening to you around 11:30 last night, and you were going off on the other WNBA players that are criticizing Caitlin Clark.
Look, you want to get paid?
Right. I totally agree with you.
But I use this analogy, and for anybody that's still out there across greater Baltimore, and all the reaches of your broadcasting signal and streams, it's like I'm holding a party, right? Hey, 8 o'clock, my place, whatever. Maybe we play some games, have a few drinks. Maybe, you know, we'll order some food, whatever. But there's really nothing huge and in stone, right? So if someone doesn't get there until like 9 o'clock, are you pissed at them when they walk through the door? You might have been a little salty. It's like, it's 8 o'clock. You know, we're going to watch a rerun of Law & Order together or something. And they're not there. But once they show up, aren't you kind of glad they are? Oh, you'll never, you know, understand what happened to me today, whatever. No. So for all the WNBA folks, as much as they want to get their competitive juices flowing, or if you've been a longtime supporter of the league, guess what? People just showed up at your party. Hand them a drink, give them a funny little hat and a noisemaker, and support the damn thing. Because that's what it's all about. You want parity. You want this money paid out to players and everything to rise. Just figure out a way to close the gap between $10 billion in revenue for the NBA and $200 million for the WNBA. That's how you get players played, paid, and you get more and more play on television. And for Caitlin Clark, you know, now getting the $20 million deal or whatever the hell it is from Nike, that's good for business. That's good for everybody. If people start betting on this stuff, not just, you know, wagers and prop bets, but actually putting their money behind it and supporting it.
Hey, Mike, do you think Thursday night we'll have more trades or more defensive players taken in the first round?
I think more trades. Wow. I think with all the linemen and wide receivers and those second-tier, third-tier quarterbacks, because, you know, if you don't walk away with a quarterback, you got to hear from the fan base. And I'll go back to the classic movie Draft Day, Kevin Costner getting in the head of my man from Seattle. I read that before. I see what they say about you, and they claim they don't hear it. They all hear it, right? Everybody on radio in our jobs that says, well, I don't hear when people, you know, are detractors or whatever. You're all liars. Players are liars. In our business, more and more people operating burner accounts to go and take their shots at you. I know you are, but, you know, it's that kind of thing where it's going to be thrilling, right? I mean, what are we talking? 5, 6, 7 trades before we're done in the first round? And that might be generous. Like, a lot of it starts, I think, at 3. I think we know what the Bears in Washington do. And then it's all about the Patriots. How much do you feel like you have to have the shiny object of the quarterback at 3, even though the rest of your roster stinks? That's it. There's the first decision point of the 2024 draft. Again, unless the Bears do something colossal and give me the greatest gift of my 50 years of life.
He's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. On With Your Flex is the podcast. Last thing for you. You mentioned the Patriots, their former coach. Under the microscope, rival network. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Apparently old Bob Kraft throwing him under the bus, then backed it up a couple of times there, possibly costing him a gig down in Atlanta. And then one of the hosts at the Rival Network took old Belichick's back because, coincidentally enough, he's now partnered up with him on his show. So what's the line? What's the cloudy line between real? What's the cloudy line between alleged? What's the cloudy line where your brain gets kind of, let's say, you're not being truthful with your opinions because you've made this alliance in all of the fun. I mean, Bill Belichick's track record speaks for itself, but it seems as though now the shots are coming hard and fast towards him and his reputation.
Yeah, I think part of it is, you know, if we talk about McAfee, he's a great WWE host. If we go down that line of, you know, look, he's been on air a couple of years and podcasts, whatever. You can go find whatever he's had to say about Belichick the last couple of years. Now, you guys know my long-term stance of it. Bill Belichick, the coach, can still coach him up. He just doesn't get to pick my groceries anymore.
Yep.
Right? And we saw that. And even some of the staffing stuff, he needs someone tapping him on the shoulder going, all right, I like the creativity here, but Matt Patricia ain't running your offense. I mean, Mac Jones has got to be the most pissed guy in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to talk about a guy, great rookie year, and then did they do him any favors? So anybody, like even my co-host Smith, when he takes shots at Mac Jones, I'm like, did we really ever get a fair chance there? And look, history's littered with quarterbacks who haven't gotten fair chances. I'm not saying that. But for Belichick, the coach can still get it. Robert Kraft, someone just needs to give him a hug at this point. Between that television show and whatever the hell this is,
He still doesn't have that young chick on his arm.
If not that one, then maybe another one. But
well, he's got the finish the job whatever down in Florida.
What was that? What?
Oh my God! But for Belichick, look, what did they say about all of the and any of the thing that came out? What really surprised you other than that line saying, "Well, you can't trust him"? Like, what does that mean? like everything else, that he was a pain in the ass, that he was hard to work with, whatever. I was like, okay, tell me something I don't know, and tell me something that doesn't exist in 100% of workplaces and working relationships across all mediums, right? Across, and no matter what you do, you work in a shop on cars, you're working at a Costco, you're doing radio. Everybody gives their guy side eye, and you guys can look at each other right now and do the same damn thing. We all do it. So, you know, the Belichick, hey, he was hard to work with. Oh, shocker. But, you know, some of the other stuff just seems like you're trying to win history, right? Or maybe it's all well orchestrated by Tom Brady's camp to make him even look more like a wizard. I don't know, but it's the kind of thing that it makes for great TV. And look, Bill Belichick in that, I don't know how much of that you guys watch. I've been saying this for years. One of the most entertaining football shows that I watched every week was when he did that chalk talk with whoever the hell the host was in New England. Because he would tell you how a play worked, why it didn't work, and he'd go into great detail about it. This is the guy, if that's the guy that's going to be the analyst here with a couple of curse words mixed in, I'm all here for it. I still don't believe him. He's never had coffee, though. That's the one thing, lie that I would not believe.
Yeah, that's kind of far-fetched. By the way, as you know, Mike, we work in a business where you can't even get backstabbed. You get sidestabbed. Can't even turn your back before the knife's coming at you. But we'll get into that maybe in another time. He is Mike Harmon, Fox Sports. Yes, Fox Sports Radio, SwallowDome.com. Mike, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Draft day.
Peace and love, guys. Yep. Thanks for not.
And I've never had coffee in my life either,
Mike. I don't believe that either. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you. Clock integrity, Mike Harmon. When we come back, trip through the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, live from Bowie. We got you covered here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney, Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Total request Thursday. You pick the songs. AC/DC, Never Bad. Bon Scott era, even better. But we've also been asking for your votes. Featured Artist Friday. Quick draw. We jam it to tomorrow, 10:15-ish.
A little light on votes today, but Jim here texting in says that since this Sunday, the 21st, will be the anniversary of Prince's passing, that he wants to hear some Prince.
Yeah. Oh, nice. No problemo with that one. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the late, great Prince. Jamming to him. No shortage of tunes to choose from. That is for sure. Orioles are off today, off to Kansas City. 3-game set against the Royals. Starting tomorrow, Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Jim Hunter, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, live at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. NFL Draft, first round a week from today in Detroit. Ravens have the 30th pick. NHL playoffs start this weekend. NBA play-in stuff's already happening. No Zion for New Orleans. No Jimmy Buckets for Miami. Probably be detrimental to both teams, trying to get past this whole play-in scenario, and so much more to get into. But right now, Inside Access awaits live from Bowie. It's going to have fun house, Nolan.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with this one here. Texter talking about Jackson Holliday, the slump. He says the umpires are working against him.
Oh, boy.
Calling pitches way outside the strike zone for strikes. Clearly not even close in some instances. Meanwhile, Hyde standing in the dugout not doing a thing about it, needs to stick up for his rookie.
Well, by rule, you're not allowed to argue bars.
You get thrown out right away.
You get tossed. Is he getting the rookie treatment? Maybe. But Adley Rutschman came up with a reputation of being very sharp, recognizing balls and strikes. And I don't think he got hosed. Kids just scuffling, man. Are we calling that the slump? Are we going with capital letters already? I don't know.
Chris Davis was the slump.
No, that was a career-ending crater sort of drop-off. He doesn't have to be the man on this team, which I think helps in his psyche. He'll get busted out sooner or later. Problem is he's striking out a lot versus the walks, and it was reverse when he was down on the phone. We walked 100 times last year.
This texter here.
Don't worry about it, baby. We got other problems in the world.
More slump talk.
Oh, boy.
This time, Austin Hayes.
You guessed it. That was a little concerning, too.
Texter says the Hayes slump, not just this year, all spring long, second half of last year, he needs to go down to AAA, work on his swing.
I don't know if there are any options left. I don't know what his contract situation is. He might be out of options. But some were saying, maybe he steps in that pothole Baldo stepped in 10 years ago.
All right. And one last one. I was trying to look up if he had options. But this texter says the Ravens should draft Florida wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. It would be a steal. I made the greatest catch I've ever seen this past year playing Charlotte. Great route runner. Above average blocker, too.
In the first round?
Well, I just says in general. Oh. Would be a steal.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what round. Whether the steal. In the first round, it's not a steal. In the first round, I would say, can he cover or can he rush the passer or can he pass block?
Hey, but we talked to Kyle yesterday, Kyle Phoenix, and then Cordell.
I think
wide receiver's not 100% off the table.
Rounds 3 through 5.
And Charlotte, you said?
Yeah,
putting it on old Biff Poggi there, huh?
Look up the catch, by the way. One-handed catch, but not even like looking at the ball.
Oh, wow.
It's hard to explain on radio, but very impressive catch.
Oh.
Could you do it, Norm?
I could maybe luck into it.
I don't believe you.
Anything's possible.
It was such a great catch. I think Biff Poggi wore a shirt with sleeves on it the next game. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Inside Access, coming up next live from Bowie, where the Bay Sox take it on the curve. You don't want to miss their breakdown. I'm sure special guest galore. We'll be back tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. It's Prince. Talk about the Orioles Royals. Talk about the draft. In-depth postseason stuff happening in sports over the weekend. Devin Haney, my long-lost cousin, he's going to beat up Ryan Garcia as well. We can talk about that, too. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For now, classmates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.